Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Coratolo. He's Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. And we're going to be talking about some of the things that he's working on, that where he stands in the breach between you and the perils of that our government can rain down upon us. And Giovanni, I sleep a little better every night knowing you're up there keeping us as safe as is possible. Let's talk about some of the big issues that are on the table right now. As most people know, Giovanni, one of the stupid, quirky, I don't understand, maybe I'm trying to think of all the different names to call this thing. The 1099 provision in the healthcare bill was nothing more than a way to move numbers around, to try to add numbers on the positive side to justify the healthcare bill. But, and this is what I talked about earlier, folks, when I said a lot of politicians use small business as a political football. And so they came up with this idea that they were going to have small business owners fill out 1099s for everything that they do, and that was going to raise taxes, and that extra revenue they raised from taxes was going to help pay for the health care bill. Well, Giovanni, nobody told them, apparently, that this was going to create a real problem for small business owners, did they?
Well, you know, it's amazing. It doesn't catch – they say it's going to catch the bad guys that are cheating, but it just impacts the people, the good people, the people that are paying their taxes. All it does is, you know, instead of going out and growing your business, you're sitting there filling out forms all day for everything that you purchase. And it's not only the businesses, it's the state and local governments. Anybody that purchases anything from a business over $600 in a year would have to fill out this 1099 form.
Even if they've already done all the tax, you know, given them their tax ID number, their Social Security number, even though all that's been done, they still have to do this. On top of that, this is going to cost an incredible amount of hardship on small business owners. And it was for no purpose but to help justify the health care bill.
Yep, it epitomizes everything that I see wrong with our government, just requiring honest, hardworking businesses to sit there and fill out forms rather than get out there and roll their sleeves up.
Right.
It's passed the House. Here's the deal. It's passed the House. H.R. 4.
The revoking of this thing.
The repeal. It's passed the House.
Yeah.
All the Senate has to do is take this up and pass it. H.R. 4, Reid said he is for it. Unfortunately, there's some liberal Democrats that are not for it, and they're playing games. 93 senators out of 100 agree that this thing has to be repealed. And unfortunately, they won't take up – it could be on the president's desk tomorrow if they took up H.R. 4 and passed it.
And folks, this is what I mean by small businesses getting lip service from politicians and becoming a political football. You know, the people who create over half the U.S. economy, Giovanni, don't deserve this kind of ignominy.
No, absolutely not. They deserve certainty because right now a lot of businesses are starting to reconstruct their accounting systems in order to take this into account. They can't wait to the last minute in order to do this, which goes into effect January 1, 2012. So this is just – it doesn't make sense. Really.
Well, and again, folks, you know, small business owners did not want this health care bill, but yet we got it shoved down our throat. And on top of that, to add insult to injury, we've got this 1099 requirement. And so, Giovanni, thank you for the hard work you're doing, helping it get through the House. Now we just got to get it through the Senate. You think, will the president sign it if it gets through the Senate?
Absolutely. He's already said he's going to sign it. Everybody agrees it should be revoked, and now they're just playing political football with it in the House.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, in the Senate.
Yeah, in the Senate. What else? What are some other things that you're working on?
Well, you know, right now it's kind of the balance in the checkbook type of deal. Everybody's worried about the budget. We got a 3-week CR. Problem with, you know, unfortunately.
Continuing resolution. And let's remind people, Giovanni, folks, they're doing patchwork continuing resolutions to keep the government afloat with money. But remember now, this is the 2011 budget that they should have passed by the end of September 2010. Here it is 6 months later. They still haven't done their business. Giovanni, how many minutes would you last in your job if you did your work this way?
Well, you talk about those small businesses. What happens when they can't balance their checkbook? You know, the government, unfortunately, even with the government, the overdraft fees on this deficit spending is going to come back to haunt them.
Right.
But small businesses know this only too well. When you don't have the money in the bank, you can't write the check.
But Giovanni, it's even worse than that. It's not just the. I mean, when you realize that they didn't do their job last year that we paid them to do. Part of their job that they got paid to do was to pass a budget.
Well,
to appropriate the
money. It's worse than that, Jim. The only thing they have to do is fund the government. That's by law. The only thing Congress has to do is fund the government
in the year that it's supposed to be done.
Right. And all they do is kick the can down the road. We have other things on the table. This SBIR bill.
Well, I want to talk about that now. Say what it is, and in the next segment, we're going to talk about it.
Okay. It's,
SBIR.
It's Small Business Innovative Research.
It's the research bill. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about that because I got a bone to pick about that one, too. USChamber.com, right?
Yes.
And what's the site for the big week coming up on the 23rd of May?
Well, you find it right on our homepage.
Right there on the homepage, USChamber.com, folks. Check it out. It's big doings there in our nation's capital, celebrating small businesses as only the U.S. Chamber can do. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.